朋友，欢迎你来到活在耶稣里福音网站，收听为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是周同培牧师，请你打开圣经来领受教导，愿圣经真理帮助你在主耶稣里结出丰盛生命的好果子。
没有想到他们能够在一起，侍奉神。
Did not realize that they would serve the Lord together.
我心里很有感触。
My heart is touched.
因为我们应当把年轻人都带到主的面前。
Because we need to bring all the young people before the Lord.
在家中应当有侍奉的榜样。
And in the home, there should be an example of serving the Lord.
年轻人应当看见我们怎么样侍奉神。
The young people need to see how we serve the Lord.
好叫他们在自然的环境里面受到栽培。
And that in a very natural environment, that they will be brought up.
侍奉不是需要另外从一个新的角度来学习，而是必须在家里面就开始。
And to serve the Lord is not something that you learn from another perspective, but it should begin right at home.
有多少人上个礼拜曾经邀请朋友到你家里去？
How many of you invited people into your home last week?
或者你对人说，有空子到我家里来玩，有没有这样的人？
Or have you said to somebody that if you have time, would you come to your home and visit?
Alice 在那举手。Alice 很好客一定啊。
Alice is very hospitable. She raised her hand.
弟兄姊妹们，是不是我们常常讲说，请你到我家里来
？Do we often say to people, come to my home?
上个礼拜讲过这话，请举手好吗
？How many of you said that last week? Would you raise your hand?
忘记了，还是忘记了，讲太多忘记了。上个礼拜家里有客人的，也许记得有多少人家里有客人。
How many have guests in your home? Would you please raise your hand?
有多少人有客人？
How many have had guests?
只有这么多吗？还不止吧？
Are these only people? Are there more?
上个月有的都举手。这个月、上个月、一月份里面有客人来家里。
Last month, there are people in your home.
只有这么一点吗
？That's all we have.
我有点失望。
I'm disappointed.
因为我认为我们弟兄姊妹都是非常好客的。
Because I thought we're all very hospitable.
在家的观念中间，我们需要今天早晨交通到怎么样侍奉。
And we want to consider this morning how to serve the Lord in our homes.
约书亚记第二十四章。
Joshua chapter 24.
曾经有一句非常有名的话。
There's a very famous statement.
就是约书亚曾经对他们以色列百姓做见证。
And that is the testimony that Joshua gave to the Israelites.
而且他也以此教导以色列百姓。
And he also taught the Israelites.
他说至于我和我们我们的至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
这是在十五节里面所说的。
And this is in verse 15.
因为在当时的情形，以色列人心里有许许多多的贪图，他们侍奉偶像，侍奉别神。
Because during this time, there were many temptations among the Israelites. They served the idols, and they served the other things.
所以很显然他们的家也是拿来侍奉别的偶像或别的神或者是其他的需要。
And even their homes were places where they served other idols and other material things.
但是约书亚说至于我和我家我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But Joshua said, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
当然这里指的我家不光是一个物质的家，是指着他的儿女子孙来说的。
Of course, when he said my house, he's not referring just to the material house, he's referring to his children and grandchildren as well.
可是我们同样有理由相信，当他们要侍奉神的时候，这个家，物质的家，一定也占相当的重要地位。
But we also know that if you want to consider what this means, that of course the material house was included.
我以前记得有一次和丽云姊妹跟我讲，他们的老板每年要请一次客。
And there was a sister who shared with me that her boss would invite the employees to a dinner once a year.
但这个课是非常有政治性的。
But this dinner has a political reason.
你一请客就知道哪个人第一年开始要受宠，哪个人要被贬义。
And after this dinner, you will know who are going to be lifted up and who are going to be demoted.
我太太从前也在 UCI 做事，他们每年老板也要请一次客。
And my wife used to work at UCI, and her boss also would invite all the people below him to dinner.
我们到了他家去，很大的游泳池。
So we went to their home. She has a big swimming pool.
在那里大家开 party.
and there's a big party there.
但是这些家拿出来的使用并不是为着神。
But this, the things that they used for the, to be used for the people were not for the Lord.
我们很会利用这个家来达到一些我们所侍奉的目的。
And we can use our home to reach the end of our, what we want.
所以家是一个侍奉上非常有利的东西。
And therefore the house is a very important, element.
有些时候在公司里不能解决的问题。
And sometimes the things that you cannot solve at your, you know, in your company.
在正面在公开的场合不能解决一些人事的问题。
And some of the things that you cannot solve in public.
有些不能解决的一些政治性的因素。
And sometimes that you cannot, deal with all the, political elements involved.
你就把他请到家里里面来去化解许多问题。
And you would invite them to your home and try to solve the many problems.
我想这是我们每一个人在社会上面生存所学会的一些东西。
And I believe that is something we have learned in this,in this society.
但是弟兄姊妹们，圣经上说，约瑟要告诉我们说，对于我和我家，我们必定侍奉耶和华。
But brothers and sisters, Joshua said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
自从他说了这句话以后，侍奉拿家作为一个器皿，成为很大的一个见证。
And after he said this, made the statement, as far as the house being used to serve the Lord became a great testimony.
我们也知道圣经里面旧约里面神的百姓应当把神的话语带到他的家中。
And we know that in the Old Testament, the word of God has to be carried into their homes.
主耶稣在讲道的时候也常常讲到那个灯要照亮一家的人。
And Jesus, when he preached, he often said that the light must shine to the, everyone in the house.
但弟兄姊妹们，今天我们再一次思想家怎么样被我们用来侍奉神的时候。
But this morning we consider again how can our house be used to serve the Lord.
我相信对于我们是一个很非常实际的教导。
And I believe this is a very practical teaching.
因为我们已经有在家庭的聚会。
Because we already have home fellowship.
而且有一些弟兄姊妹跟我建议说，哎，这些福音的朋友，我们应该再有一个机会，请他们到家里面再来谈一谈。
And I hear different people say that these are, friends of the gospel, we should invite them to our homes again so we can share with them more.
我们遇见一些朋友们的家庭聚会里面，他们有心来寻求神。
In our, some of our home meetings, there are people with hearts to seek after the Lord.
若是没有心的话，他不会来参加家庭聚会。
If they have no heart, they will not come to these meetings.
但是好像我们请他来教会，对他来讲，教会太大，而且太陌生。
But when we invite them to church, it seems that the church is too big and too, unfamiliar.
我不晓得你们大家怎么样感觉。
I don't know how you feel.
如果我不是先经过查经班的这些处理的话。
If I did not go through the Bible study first,
可能我在教会里面会觉得我对于教会所讲的东西太陌生太不熟悉，因此我觉得很外行而不好意思。
And I will go to church and I will feel that this, the things that are said is too unfamiliar with me and that I will feel not, will not feel comfortable there.
你知道一个人若是觉得很不自在的时候他就不愿意参与。
You know, if someone who does not feel comfortable, he will not be there, he will not be a part of something.
当我们传福音给人的时候一定要给他一些预备好的知识。
And when we share the gospel with the people, we have to give them something that's prepared.
当然我们可以去看他。
Of course, we can go see that person.
但是有时候我们可以利用我们的家成为传福音的一个非常具体的一个 终点站 middle point.
But sometimes we can use our homes to be a middle point.
你看在使徒行传里面保罗传福音的时候他一点都没有放过家的功用。
You can see in the book of Acts, Paul did not let go of the opportunities that can be used for the houses.
我们看见那里的弟兄姊妹们，当他们起来的时候，当他们信主的时候，家就立刻转换成为神侍奉神的一个工具。
We see that when the believers became Christians, their homes very automatically become places, for God, for the preaching of the gospel.
我们以前曾经讲过，做长老的条件有一个是要非常好客才行。
We know that one of the qualifications to be an elder is someone who is hospitable.
意思就是说他能够接待远人接待外人。
And that is, he can receive, outsiders, foreigners.
而把家拿出来和人分享。
And that his home can be used, to share with others.
所以我们看看使徒行传里面当初神的儿女怎么样做这些事情。
And so we see in the book of Acts, how the brothers and sisters, in the early days did this.
我们只有很少的时间，所以我就和大家看使徒行传三处的圣经。
We don't have too much time, so I shall look at three passages in the in Acts.
第一个，请看使徒行传十六章十五节。
First of all, is Acts chapter 16,
verse
15.
我们多读一节十四节开启。
And perhaps we begin with verse 14.
使徒行传十六章十四节说，有一个人，有一个卖紫色布店的妇人，名叫吕底亚，是推亚推拉城的人，素来敬拜神。他听见了。主就开导他的心，叫他留心听保罗所讲的话。他和他一家既领了喜，便求我们说：“你们若以为我是真信主的，请到我家里来住。”于是强留我们。
Acts 16 verse 14. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to give heed to what was said by Paul, and when she was baptized.With her household, she besought us, saying, If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay, and she prevailed upon us.
这里就讲到一个家庭，吕底亚的家打开来为了侍奉神。
And this we see how Lydia's home was opened up for the Lord.
我们再看同一章，使徒行传十六章，我们看第二十九节读下来。
And we shall read also first chapter 16 verse 29，
一直读到三十四节。
And to verse 34，
这里禁足叫人拿灯来就跳进去，战战兢兢的匍匐在保罗希拉面前，又令他们出来说：“二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？”他们说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”他们就把主的道讲给他和他全家的人听。当夜就在那时候，信主的把他们带去洗他们的伤，他和属乎他的人立时都受了洗。于是信主领他们上自己家里去，给他们摆上饭，他和全家因为信了神都很喜乐。
And he called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear, he fell down before Paul and Silas, and brought them out and said, Men, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household.And they spoke the word of the Lord to him, to all that were in his house. He took them the same hour of the night, washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once with all his family. Then he brought them up into his house, and set food before them. And he rejoiced with all his household that he had believed in God. We can notice what happened there.
但是这里我们特别提到这两个家发生了作用。
But there are two very things that we want to mention especially is that both of them in their home something had happened.
这里不仅说到他们全家得救，
Not only that whole household believed.
而且并且说到家里面重新的拿出来侍奉神，
But also how they use their home to serve the Lord.
也许这是有关系的，
But perhaps there's a relationship.
因为若是不是全家都侍奉都信主的话，很难有一个同样的决定要把家拿出来作为侍奉神的工具。
Because if the whole household did not believe in the Lord, it would have been difficult for them, for the whole household to use their home, to serve the Lord.
第十六章三十一至三十一节这句话是非常帮助人的。
In chapter 16, verse 31, this verse is very helpful.
保罗希拉对那个信徒说：“当信主耶稣，你和你一家都必得救。”
Paul and Silas spoke to the jailer, "Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved.You and your household.
这句话什么意思？
What is the meaning of this word?
这句话不是说你如果信了耶稣基督，你一家都能够得救。
It does not mean that if you believe, your whole household will be saved.
因为得救是个人的事情，没有办法，因为家长都得救，全家都得救了。
Because salvation is an individual matter, not because the parents believe, automatically the children will believe.
应该是每一个人信耶稣，每一个人都可以得救。
That is, each individual must believe, and each individual will be saved.
但是保罗和希拉讲这句话的时候，里面有这么大的力量。
But Paul and Silas has great power in speaking these words.
因为他看见这个禁足对于他的家人是非常的有影响力的。
Because he saw that this head of the house has great influence on his household.
这是一个正常的健全的家。
And this is a very normal and a complete family.
他对于他的儿女，对于他的妻子有影响力量。
He has influence on his children and his wife.
所以他如果信主，这一家都能得救。
Therefore, if he believes in Jesus, his whole family will be saved.
弟兄姊妹们，今天很多时候我们看见家庭遭了破坏，因此不能够影响家人信主。
And we see that today many families are broken apart, and that they cannot influence the family house, the whole household.
在信主基督徒的弟兄姊妹，在已经信主弟兄姊妹中间，也有这样的借口。
And many who believe in Jesus have make such excuses.
我越来越相信这些话是借口，而不是真实的。
I believe more and more that this statement is excuse and not a fact.
就是他们说，我愿意让我的儿女有更大的宗教自由。
And we may say that we want our children to have greater religious freedom.
其实在我看来，我越来越相信，就是因为我们跟儿女中间的关系不正常。
And I believe, from my perspective,That's because they don't have a normal relationship between the parents and the children.
我们已经知道用高压的手段不能叫儿女们顺服。
And we already know that we cannot pressure our children to be obedient.
所以我们就只好放纵。
And so we let go.
但是放纵也不能叫他们寻求神。
But let go cannot lead them to seek after the Lord.
我们只有真正注意到家庭的问题的时候，才能够影响儿女们有属灵的健康。
And we must pay attention, to the problems in the home.So that the children will have a spiritual health.
也不是高压，也不是放纵。
Not pressure, neither is a let go.
而是爱里面的管制。
But in love to discipline them.
因为有爱，才有管制的结果。
Because when there's love, then there's results in discipline.
若是没有管教，圣经里面告诉我们说，这就是私子、私生子。
If there's no discipline, it means they are illegitimate children.
因为不是我们自己的儿子，我们不爱他，不在乎。
Because they're not all our own children, and we don't care.
很多时候我们的儿女要明白这个管教的目的，他们才知道我们是爱他的。
And many times the children need to know the reason for our discipline or the purpose for our discipline so that they will realize our love for them.
很可惜，常常我们了解到这方面需要是已经太迟了。
It's too bad that oftentimes when we begin to realize this, it's already too late.
我们的儿女已经离开我们去了。
Our children have already left us.
已经不受管制。
They already can no longer receive discipline.
也不受我们的照顾。
And neither do they want to receive our care.
这就是我们家庭不能发挥作用，把儿女领到神的面前的原因。
And this is the reason that we cannot in our homes be an effective place to bring our children before the Lord.
我说这句话并没有代表任何的优越感。
I'm not saying this because of any pessimism that I feel.
优越感。
Superiority.
我们都在神的面前了解这些真理。
We all know these truths before the Lord.
但是当我们明白这些真理之后，我们怎么样改正？
But when we know this truth, what changes are we going to make?
还是有机会的。
We still have opportunity.
当我们明白这是我们必须面对的问题的时候，才能够谦卑的在神面前求神的帮助。
And when we understand there's something need to be done, then we can humble ourselves before the Lord and ask the Lord to change us.
这里面就是家里面一家人都能够信主的一个最基本的要求。
And this is a basic requirement for the whole family to come to know the Lord.
就是家里面一定要有正常的规矩。
And that is in the home there must be a regular
或者是正常的秩序。
Or the regular order.
若是这样子的话，我们对于儿女的带领和教导就会产生果效。
And if that's the case,Then our leading of the children and bring them up will have fruit.
有一次我和我太太两个人被请去带领一些特别的聚会。
At one time, my wife and I were invited to lead some special meetings.
那里我们就讲到管教儿女的这一方面的需要注意的事情。
And we talked about the things that we need to pay attention to concerning bringing up children.
等到我们讲完以后，有些弟兄姊妹说，哎，你们讲的真是有道理，真是好。
And when we finished, some people came up to us and said that what you said was very reasonable, very good.
他们说神真是给你们智慧。
They said the Lord has really given you wisdom.
我心里面在暗笑。
And I was laughing in myself.
不是神给我们智慧。
Not that the Lord has given us wisdom.
是因为我们太愚昧，所以我们经过错误的学习才有这样的智慧。
Because we ourselves are so dumb that we have made so many mistakes that the Lord has taught us.
你知道一个好的老师他的要求不一定是好学生。
You know that the requirement of a good teacher is not necessarily a good student.
有些很好的学生不会成为很好的老师。
You know, sometimes a good student.
The
good students may not necessarily be good teachers.
因为他在学习的过程中一点没有困难。
Because in his learning process, he didn't have any difficulty.
所以他就不知道那些笨的人是怎么样痛苦。
So he did not know the hardships The ones who are dumb have to go through.
我不是所有老师都是笨蛋啊。
I'm not saying all the good teachers are dumb.
有些老师又聪明又知道人怎么样学不会，所以他们变成很好的老师。
And some teachers are very smart, but they also know how difficult it is for people to learn, so they became good teachers.
其实我们说到在家里中家庭中间的事情之后，这一个乃是生命的真正表现。
And but when we talk about families,This is the true expression of family of life.
家里的关系绝对是出于生命的。
That the cares in the home is truly of life.
你不能用威严来管理家庭。
Or you cannot use authority to rule your home.
你不能用金钱来管理你的家庭。
You cannot use money to rule your home.
你说孩子，如果你乖，我给你每个礼拜给你10块钱，一百块钱零用钱。
You cannot say if you're a good child, I'll give you $10 for your spending money.
你这样很快你的零用钱越增加越多，而且你的孩子越来越贪心贪钱。
And your money, your expenses will increase, and your children will be more greedy.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个正常的家庭在中间必须是看见生命中间彼此相联合的关系。
And therefore, a normal family must be one that they see the relationship, connections in life.
在这里我要提出一件事情。
I want to mention something here.
你们看吕底亚的家庭。
You see the Lydia's family.
其实吕底亚家庭不一定是那样完全 perfect 家庭。
We see that her family may not necessarily be a perfect family.
为什么这样说？
And why was it so?
因为当我们读到吕底亚的时候。
Because when we read about Lydia.
你没有看见她的丈夫名字。
We don't see the name, her husband being mentioned.
她有没有丈夫，或者丈夫是不是跟她在一起，或者已经死亡，我们都不知道。
Does she have a husband? Is her husband with her? Is her husband passed away? We don't know.
但是这里她却说，她和她的一家都受了洗。
But it says, tells us that she and her household were baptized.
所以我们看见就在一个不完全的家庭里面。
And therefore we see that even in a family that is not complete,
神还是可以有恩典怜悯的关系，叫这个家有正常的爱的流露。
And through God's mercy, that He can still let this family experience the flowing of His love.
因为家里面有强固的联合。
Because in the family there's a strong kind of relationship.
他们彼此中间有真实的承诺。
Because there's a true sincerity among them.
对利迪亚也好，或者这个禁足也好，他们决定把他家打开侍奉神。
And therefore, whether it's Lydia or this jailer, they open their homes to serve the Lord.
利迪亚的话很有意思。
And the words in concerning Lydia has great meaning.
你们若以为我是真信主的。
If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord.
这里有小字翻译说，你们若以为我是忠心侍奉神的。
And there was a footnote that says that if you really believe in the English, actually it's translated this way already.
他说你就可以请你到我家里来住。
Come to my house and stay.
所以就把保罗希拉留在他的家里面。
And therefore Paul and Silas went and stayed with her.
我们就想到在旧约里面也有这样的情形。
We see the similar situation in the Old Testament.
有一个苏念妇人。
There was a Shunammite woman.
她每一次看见先知过来的时候就把她留下来，给她一张床，给她一个小房间，住在那里。
And whenever she sees the prophet coming through, she offers her house with a room for this prophet.
这个先知就是以利沙。
And this is Elisha.
所以我想，这个吕底亚接待保罗、希拉的时候，他心里的感觉，可能他也想到是像以往苏念妇人一样。
And perhaps when Lydia offered her home, she perhaps remembered about the Shunammite woman in the Old Testament.
弟兄姊妹们，从前我还没有侍奉主的时候，我很喜欢接待传道人。
Dear brothers and sisters, before I became a Christian, I loved to provide hospitality for preachers.
在我家里住过的传道人，我数都数不清楚。
Among those who have stayed in my home, I could not number them.
不是等到我信主以后他们才来我家住，不是说我侍奉主出来全世界之后他们才来我家住。
They did not come after I received Christ or after I became a preacher.
在我在学生的时代就是这样。在做在这个研究生的时候就是这样。
But when I was a graduate student, it was already like this.
我们家里并不大。
We did not have a large home.
我们从前只有一个房间，怎么样接待传道人呢？
We only had one room. How do we provide hospitality for them?
照接待不误，没问题，照样照接待不误，没有问题。
We still did it anyway.
有些时候 这个传道人年纪比较轻一点，他实在不愿意，我不好意思让我们俩坐在客厅，他坚持坐在客厅，我们也让他坐客厅。
And sometimes the younger missionaries would not feel good that if we let him have our room, so he would insist to stay in the living room, and we would let him.
后来我们搬了一个两个卧室的一个 mobile home.
And then we went to a mobile home which has two bedrooms.
这样就非常好了，接待传道人非常好。
And this was very ideal for providing hospitality.
所以弟兄们，不在于你家里多大多小，而是你是不是真正有心要侍奉神。
So it doesn't matter how big or how small is your house, do you have a heart to receive those who serve the Lord?
让我告诉你，当我们把传道人接到家里的时候，有许许多多的好处。
And let me tell you, when I invite them into my home, I receive great deal of blessing.
朋友。你收听的是《福乐人生讲坛》的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将《活在耶稣里》福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。